Former Governor Tommy Thompson has attended every Republican National Convention for the last 40 years. He says this year's convention will be his last. Thompson still remembers the 1976 convention when Ronald Reagan tried and failed to take the nomination from Gerald Ford.
And I saw fistfights on the floor. I saw the chairman of the Republican Party in New York pull off the telephone and hit another delegate on the side of the head. And nobody knew exactly who was going to actually win the nomination.
Thompson says this year's convention will also be memorable because nobody quite knows what's going to happen with Trump. But he doesn't expect fistfights like 40 years ago, and he doesn't expect the drama.
There's not the mystery of who's going to come out of the convention as the nominee. It's Donald Trump is going to be the nominee.
Thompson was not always convinced of that. He initially backed former Florida Governor Jeb Bush in the Republican primary. When Bush dropped out, he switched his allegiance to Ohio Governor John Kasich. Even now, Thompson admits Trump has said things that embarrass him. But he says this election is a choice between Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton.
I think it's a very easy call. And I am between those two choices, I'm enthusiastically in favor of Donald Trump.
That line of reasoning grew more common in recent weeks as the convention drew near and efforts to nominate someone else lost steam. It's easy to forget that just a few months ago, some thought U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan might try to oust Trump in a contested convention. And since then, the Janesville Republican has criticized Trump regularly. For example, after Trump posted a picture on Twitter that the Clinton campaign said was anti-Semitic.
Look, anti-Semitic images, they've got no place in a presidential campaign. Candidates should know that.
And after Trump said a judge hearing a lawsuit against him couldn't be fair because his parents were Mexican.
Claiming a person can't do the job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable. But do I believe that Hillary Clinton is the answer? No, I do not.
Clinton, Ryan says, is someone he could never support. He endorsed Trump in June. Governor Scott Walker promised long before then that he would support the eventual Republican nominee. But Walker hinted at his dislike of Trump from the moment he ended his own presidential campaign last September.
I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive, conservative alternative to the current frontrunner.
Even after Trump all but clinched the nomination, Walker rarely, if ever, referred to him by name. He said recently he thought delegates to the national convention should be allowed to vote their conscience, which emboldened Trump critics. But last week, Walker's tone changed. Not only was he criticizing Hillary Clinton, he was complimenting Donald Trump.
I think there's a clear contrast between Hillary Clinton, who would be more of the same, and who would establish or would be connected to the elite establishment in Washington, versus Donald Trump, who I think is willing to take on that establishment.
Tommy Thompson, Paul Ryan, and Scott Walker will all attend the Republican National Convention. Ryan and Walker are scheduled to speak. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.